This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you to our guests. Thanks to Russ Dorsey for joining us. Thanks to Chris Emma from Bears Practice. Thanks to our callers today, our texters, and the Twitch mob, of course. Thanks to our producers, Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano. We also had Brandon Fryer helping out, and Sean Sears was here, which was nice. Tyler Buterbaugh I saw too, so he gets a shout out because I like him. And also our producers, Connor O'Donnell and Jacob Stutz. Mark Grody, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Good to be back together with you guys. I feel like it's been a long time, and it was a blast to see my friend. I guess I just missed my friends.
Yeah, we missed you too.
That's so nice.
Marshall
that's
Harris, really thank you.
I'll miss you all weekend, Mr. Grody. And then I'll just see you on Monday, and we'll do this again.
Yeah. I got the Sky game Sunday, so I'll miss you guys on Monday.
Aww.
And you know what? Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel, thank you.
What we do.
You showed up today.
Here we are. Here we are.
Is it nasty out there? What's it like outside?
It was really nasty for a while. It seems to be fine now, but like there was, it was coming down in buckets a little while ago, and there's a flash flood watch that's going on.
I had an appointment to meet a friend and walk on the lakefront today, and I kept that appointment.
You walked the lakefront?
Absolutely.
I rode the city bike,
or the Divvy bike, I should say, down there, and like it rained a little, and it felt good.
Is it still swampy, or that breeze is hitting?
The breeze was pretty good.
It's actually pretty nice, temperature-wise.
You know those times where like you're walking or you're biking or whatever, and it rains a little, but you don't care?
Yeah.
Feels good.
Oh, that's
this? That was today for me anyway. That was my experience.
Feels good.
Spiegs, one of the most underrated friend hangs ever is the walk.
Oh, it's so good.
Like Marshall and I do that. We walked to the United Center one time together and like just chatted it up. And
you're
the next
focused.
Thing you know, we've burned calories and we're at the UC.
And you can't be on your phone. Really?
I have a different philosophy about that. Marshall knows about this, but Marshall, he and I have started walking together occasionally. But for me, like walking in the city and doing my like long walks is kind of a personal thing. Like I'm
with you on that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but like listen to music, listen to the score. Like these are like and like think about stuff. All that, like, do it at your own pace. So it's hard. Like, there were a few times, like Marshall and I do live in the same neighborhood. And there's a few times where earlier Marshall's like, hey, man, let's walk home together. I'm like, I don't know if we're ready for this yet, Mark.
But since then, we have walked home together on multiple occasions.
It's like meditating together.
Exactly.
Like,
I don't know. But
walking is a meditation.
It is. And now, by the way, for the record, while I still need my alone time walking, Marshall is a great walk partner because he takes unbelievable routes. Like he knows all the best ways to cross the street and where you're going to get the best walk sign and where you can cheat and stuff. It's a spectacle walking with Marshall Harris.
I'm just a master of efficiency because man, I ain't got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
We've got to get home. I've got to get to that nap.
You know why I became this way is because remember I walked to work and to and from every day, no matter the weather. So when you're in January and February, you're trying to figure out the quickest way in and out.
Yep.
And you figured that out. And then same thing when it's ridiculously hot and sunny and everything else.
Yeah. But also, Marshall, extrovert. Grody, I believe extrovert.
I am mostly
functioning introvert.
I'm an extroverted introvert. I really do need my time, as many of my ex-girlfriends will tell you. Like,
Well, everybody needs their like self time.
I need the majority of that time is me.
I will agree with Speaks though. It's funny that you brought it up too, Speaks, because I was thinking about it because I haven't run like outside in a long time since Matt Forte told me to stop doing that. I haven't done it.
Stop wrecking your knees.
Yeah, stop wrecking your old knees by running outside. But I was thinking about, I actually do like a 50-degree day with a light rain.
Let's go.
Yum.
Lawrence, that is my number one weather profile. Mm. I've been told that I should move to Juneau, Alaska. That's where that is. It feels like there's something. It feels like lyrical. A friend of mine once said, feels Hemingway-esque out here. And I'm like, I don't even know what that means, but Hemingway, it sounds good to me.
Like, no, Hemingway was in the Keys. He was like Sticky Heat in Florida.
See? Doesn't even make sense.
But it's romantic. It's
romantic. Music sounds better. I get the happy, sad combo. I feel the fullness of everything. Let's go.
That's your ideal temp. It's good to know people's ideal climates.
I mean, I don't know. I will sit outside on the balcony when it's 55 and the rain is like just there, but it's not getting to me. Maybe I'll even put a blanket on.
You might be an Oregon guy.
It does sound like Portland. Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
That's like every morning in Portland, but then it burns off and it's a little warmer later in the day.
He got me Starbucks today,
but not super Portland. And I think that
he got Speak stuck behind a CTA bus earlier this week.
How y'all doing?
For me, it's just
y'all ride? Got buses here?
Yeah, no, Marshall, hang on. He's the worst driver that I've been with.
Do tell.
Yeah, he sat behind a CTA bus for like 25 seconds.
Why?
I'm like, they make stops. You know that? He's like, we didn't have those in Nashville.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair. But I was saying, back to the seasons and what you enjoy the most. If it's hoodie season, I'm in heaven.
Yeah, right. You need that.
So what you're describing is
85
good.
Sunny.
Yeah,
85 sunny. So wait, what?
I like to feel like a lizard sitting on a rock.
What's your humidity profile? Because considering where you live,
I love lizards.
She likes the swamp.
He's having a good year
good
in Philly.
For the aging. Lizardo. You know, you can tell you. The less winter I get, the better it is. Like, winter puts miles on the face.
Oh, okay, but I'm trying to figure out. Would you rather have
the dryness?
Would you rather have another show. Phoenix winter or a Miami winter?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's disturbing because it's humid and swampy. Like, you're not wearing pants. The pants are a no-go. No pants.
Yeah.
Pants are overrated.
Shorts, skirts, something. I agree.
That's what Winnie the Pooh said.
But yeah, Winnie the Pooh and Clark the Cub is exactly right.
Yeah, put some pants on, Clark.
Why? Why should he have to?
I was telling friends about the infamous moment when that news team, whatever TV news it was
NBC
like
Sports Washington.
We need a picture of Clark the
That's
Cub.
Why.
Let's just grab one off the internet. No. And they grabbed one where somebody had drawn on a penis, and they're like, "Oh yeah, this is fine." And then they used it. And somebody's like,
"That's why he's
not
pants.
Fine."
Did you get the company email about that?
I did get the company email.
I was in Houston, you were in Philly.
I was like, what is going on?
That is an all-timer.
When something happens, you have no idea what's going on, and then you're like,
that's what it is.
Did you do the same thing we did, where we immediately texted everybody we knew who worked
there?
Yeah, what is this?
I'm just happy that Turner was like, I'm going to keep this tradition going.
Oh,
when you think of these?
Justin Tucker keeps other traditions.
I thought we were talking about that.
We get everything.
We can talk about it as long as we don't talk about it.
I think that whole situation with Justin Turner
and Tucker,
it was nuts. You know what I mean?
Yarr.
Oh yeah,
it really was.
We get it all. Isn't that what they say? We show it all too. Thanks, Marquis.
Wow. Wait, did we get your ideal temperature in
climate? Hoodie season? If it's hoodie season, the 50s.
Wait, so shorts and hoodie season? Because I am a big fan of shorts in hoodie season.
Still don't understand.
No, I wouldn't even wear pants. I'd wear shorts during hoodie season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you have chicken legs, they don't really get cold. They're just out here hanging out.
Well, you know, as Dustin said, you could work on that, man, if you would just focus, be a little more serious about leg day, dude.
I did leg day today. I do legs all the time.
We all love a nice biceps, but my God, take care of what's going on.
I don't have nice biceps. Have you guys seen anything?
Have you guys seen my partner's biceps of late? Like, he is.
He's lost weight. No, he's in shred mode.
Not only has he lost weight, there's like this shredding going on.
The shred is good.
I think he's just bragging on you.
No, I noticed it the other day. I don't know whether it's a smaller shirt or bigger biceps or both?
It's a little bit of both.
It's a little bit of both.
Well, he had to get smaller shirts because now the shirts are extra baggy hanging off him because he lost all the weight.
Hmm. Lawrence started showing about, I'd say, a week and a half ago. I walked in, and he'd been talking about it. Lawrence had been sharing with me that he was losing weight.
Yeah.
But then one day, it was like, walked in, it was like, oh, yeah,
He said he started showing.
He started showing.
We got five more weeks of summer,
he's
right?
He's in his first trimester.
Congratulations.
Listen, he's going to have one of those.
First trimester of biceps.
If he starts lactating, I'll let you know.
He's going to have one of those full arrivals at Labor Day weekend where it's going to be like Russ Dorsey style, Clay Harbor style.
Well, see,
the tightness, the sleeveness, or sleevelessness.
It's unnecessary.
Well, see, it's funny because
I'll say it to Russ's face next time. It's unnecessary.
Those two guys are kind of doing like the opposite of what I want to do, which is why I was looking at Clay yesterday like, I'm trying to get smaller. Like, I'm trying to get leaner.
Okay.
Russ is like, Russ was, I think, when he did his pump, he went all the way to, 260? And then he did his cut,
the cut's insane.
Yeah, the cut was, like, really insane. Like, I'm not trying to do that.
He's down
like,
to 209.
I used to joke that the bat that I used to use in baseball and my pants were the same, 33-30.
There you go.
And now I'm, like, 31-30.
I'm more of a torpedo bat situation.
What happened there? Remember torpedo bats?
I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
remember how that was a thing, and that the Yankees were going to be good because of torpedo bats, and it turns out they're not good.
They're not good.
The Yankees are good.
How about the Yankees getting Ryan McMahon?
I'm so happy about that.
Oh, you know, let me get this in now, and we'll touch on it a little more. There are some trade targets that I haven't mentioned yet for the Cubs, and now that things are happening. Like with Naylor going last night to Seattle and now McMahon going, let me say that I want to deal with the Twins and I want to get Willie Castro, who's having a terrific year in a contract year. Yes, he can play third base, but he can also play second. He can play short. He can play the outfield. And Shaw and Castro, you can use them both. And, like, you can get rid of Vidal Brujan immediately, who does not have a place on a contending roster. And I want to get one of their power relievers. Joan Duran would be a dream, but Griffin Jacks.
They got a couple, yeah.
Both of them are under control through 2027, but apparently on the block. And Minnesota's not going to get rid of Joe Ryan, but you could do a package deal with Minnesota, get yourself Willie Castro, and either Duran or Jacks, high leverage swing and miss guys for the back.
So one stop shopping.
Big relievers. Yeah, that's like those two names to me are top of mind if I'm a GM.
And they'll get a starter too. You know, I think they'll get a starter also, but I'd love to see him get Castro and one of those Twins relievers.
Have you guys come off your starter kind of expectations seeing it? It seems like we're getting closer. I don't see starters going anywhere yet.
Everybody's waiting to have somebody jump the starter market.
I think that things are going to get wild, like starting tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah, I feel like things are going to start to like really, really
like Adrian Hauser gets pulled in the middle of a start?
I joked.
Yeah, he's not good enough.
I'm watching the middle of the start.
I joked yesterday that he's going to walk across dugouts tomorrow.
Sandy Alcantara apparently packed his bags.
Yes.
And he knows he's done. So he's going to, his next start is going to be for a contender. I hope it's the Cubs, but I suspect it might not be and they might end up going the rental route.
Or he might just be a reporter covering breaking news. They recommend you have a jump bag at any time.
No, there you go.
Speaks, is the Alcantara thing for next year? Because I don't understand why people would think that he's going to be of value in the postseason for the Cubs or any team considering how awful he's been most of this season.
He was real good his last start.
And I mean, is that what we're going on?
I mean, the stuff has been good. The velocity is good. The movement's been good. It just hasn't been able to locate it. And if he can figure out the location coming off Tommy John, I think a lot of people think that he will be good again. And I think it might be happening. But, I don't think they're going to do it because I think the Marlins are holding out for big-time stuff.
Yeah, I was on board, too. You brought up a name yesterday that, you know, has been circled about as well, and that is Jacob deGrom. That's sort of the dream for me, but I can't imagine that would be plausible.
Can't trust it. As much as I love him, I can't trust him, that's too bad.
He makes 40, he has 40 stuff mil too. The next 3 years.
That part is also a little pricey.
Here's what we got going on today. I think that you guys are going to love our rundown for the show today.
Talk to me.
Steve Stone is going to be on the show at 2:40, which is great. We got a lot of stuff that we want to talk to him about. The creator of the killer crossover, Tim Hardaway, will be in studio with us at 3:00
Run TMC
today.
Run TMC in studio.
Yeah, Mullen.
You tap 2-step.
We're gonna FaceTime
in
Chris
studio.
Mullen. Yeah, well, Tim Hardaway. Yeah, that's awesome.
Lance Brozdowski will be with us to talk Cubs and what they might need at the trade deadline. Looking forward to talking with Lance.
He's great.
And Brendan McCaffrey is going to do our Bears report today at 5:00 because Bears was here doing middays. So we were like, we need to talk to someone who's been at Halas Hall over the last couple of days, and Emma's got a wedding to go to. So we gave Emma the night off, and B-Mac's going to step in.
Thank
so
you
B-Mac,
very much. Was that Baldy McPherson?
That's him.
McGrindy.
Tim Hardaway?
Yeah. Okay, enough of the July.
Tim Hardaway is going to be here in probably about 40 minutes or so.
But
oh, my God.
Brendan, the one day you have to work.
I got
to
go to work. Hey. I would literally stay. Do you understand? My love of basketball is based on Run TMC, Don Nelson, first one to 100 wins. It was only 2 seasons, but they were 2 glorious, fun seasons.
Yeah.
Freaking love me.
I would like one day on the score to be identified as Mark McPherson, if we could make that happen. I would just like the whole day I want to be Mark McPherson.
Sounds like something we're going to do on Monday's show.
See you Monday.
Everyone have a wonderful weekend. When we come back, we are going to start talking about how the mayor of Worrytown got some endorsements over the last 24 hours.
Another election.
And maybe he's going to be running for governor of Worryville.
Bears.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.